At 7:06, it is overcast, rain 43 in Tulsa. We're expecting showers throughout the day today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Bullets fly on the Tulsa Courthouse Plaza downtown. A gunman trades shots with Tulsa Sheriff's deputies. Four people were injured, including a deputy and the shooter. Tulsa police officer Leland Ashley says it could have been much worse.
If you've ever out here during the afternoon, especially on a beautiful day like today, you have a lot of people that are just hanging around, standing around, taking pictures, what have you. Some people just come out here on their lunch hour. So you got to think about maybe if this was earlier in the afternoon, possibilities of what could have been.
Officials say 23-year-old Andrew Dennehy fired shots into the air at the plaza, and when confronted by sheriff's deputies, fired at them. Officers returned the fire, critically injuring Dennehy. IMSA spokesman Chris Stevens says another man, a sheriff's deputy, was also injured.
We have another male that was in serious condition, much less critical than the first, but still serious nonetheless.
The deputy was shot in the hand. The images of the shooting spree will forever be imprinted in the mind of Monica Banks. Now, she was on the plaza at the time and told Abby Wendell of This Land Press what she witnessed.
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette, and he pointed the gun in the air twice, shot in the air twice, and then pointed the gun at the police, shot the police, and then another police behind the police he shot him.
Was he saying anything?
Not that I know. He just shot.
Now, it was sheriff's deputies and not police involved in the shooting. Officials are still sorting through the details, trying to figure out what prompted the outburst. Well, more input last night on the proposed gathering place along the Arkansas River in Tulsa. The project would be in front of the Blair Mansion at 27th and Riverside. Resident Mike Merrill likes the idea.
I think something is not overly commercial. Hopefully something that reflects the river parks and the beauty and build upon what they've already done. And it's been a great success, I believe.
The project is expected to cost around $150 million. It is being funded by the Kaiser Family Foundation. That same foundation also contributes to the operation of this radio station. Oklahoma's chief auditor is questioning how some former Department of Education officials spent money from previously unknown bank accounts. Auditor and Inspector Gary Jones released an investigative audit yesterday requested by the current state school superintendent, Janet Barisi. Jones says Barisi and the State Board of Education originally asked for the audit regarding some suspicious travel claims by a former employee. An encouraging sign. That is how American Airlines mechanics react to news that the bankrupt company will freeze pensions instead of terminating them. Originally, American Airlines had planned to eliminate the pensions and turn the assets over, along with the obligations, to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Gary Elias with the Tulsa Union says that plan caused concern.
A lot of our members, I know, were concerned with whether or not the PBGC would be able to sustain itself if American was allowed to dump all of its pensions into this program.
While mechanics are impacted by the pension freeze, pilots are not. Company executives fear that it would cause too many pilots to retire early, leaving the airline short of enough to operate. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain possible today. Temperatures will hold fairly steady. There's a 30% chance of rain tonight, 37 for a low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 62. And then Saturday, more rain possible and a high of 51. National Weather Service radar shows scattered showers across our part of the state with a heavy band of rain moving up the turnpike from Oklahoma City. Right now in Tulsa, it is overcast, rain in 43. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.